Thanks, Lydell. This is Bob Riles, your host to the new Grace Radio series, Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell. Today we're going to hear an interview previously recorded live on Grace Radio with the teen radio personalities of our program Taco Talks. The interview was recorded live in an outdoor setting. We apologize in advance for the quality of the recording. Here are the Taco Bells. Hope you enjoy it. This is Bob Riles again from
Morris San Angelo,
of course.
Yes.
Grace Radio broadcasting live from New Beginnings Church at 330 Robert Boulevard here in Slidell. You've had us, heard us before. We've been had. And we're having a great time here this morning. Get ready, Slidell. Here are the tacos.
This is Taco Talk, talking about Christ, obviously. I'm Callie, hashtag tortilla.
I'm Peyton, hashtag jalapeno.
And I'm John, hashtag lettuce.
And we are the Taco Bells. We are teens after God's own heart, blasting music into yours.
Woo! I love it. Boy, to see it in person, I mean, you hear it on the radio all the time, but to see it, these girls are absolutely beautiful.
They are. They're amazing. Right.
And I don't think one of them's over 12.
No.
I'm only about 10.
Yeah, about 10. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the courageous young women in Slidell who are speaking out for Christ.
You know what's crazy about this, Paul?
Tell me.
When their parents were in a youth group, when I went to the church they went to, I was taking care of their parents, and now they're here.
Oh my
Isn't
goodness!
Isn't that scary?
This is scary.
And I'm only 12.
It's scary how old you are. Yes, you're still getting around. You're doing good, boy. It was a pleasure to have y'all with us today. And tell us a little bit about where tacos came from. Whose brainchild was this?
Actually, a couple summers ago, we were all hanging out, and we were just talking, and we're cousins, so we spend a lot of time together, and we have a lot of fun, and we have a lot of laughs, and we were just sitting in John's living room, and talking, laughing, and Peyton was like, hey, we need our own radio show, just because, you know, we're so funny.
Yeah.
And Colleen was like, well, I can make that happen. And that was kind of where the idea was birthed.
Yeah. Really?
And then
after... kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah, it really did. It really kind of just all sprouted from there. Yeah. We did a demo, and that's really where we decided how we wanted to do the show and what we wanted to do. We wanted to play a lot of music and share our hearts with our generation here in Slidell. Yeah. And now we have a lot of fun. We just talk about things we deal with, things
personal
our friends
experiences,
deal with,
different things like that.
Right. So that's really where it came from, just hanging out. And now we get together every Saturday, record a show, and it's one of our favorite things to do during the week.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Where do you get the ideas for your show? Do y'all collaborate, or does one of you just come up with an idea, or do you have any ideas at all?
Well, usually when we get together, we're like, okay, what are we going to talk about this week? And we
just kind of throw out ideas and just kind of bounce off each other.
Right, right. And then we're like, oh, I like that. Let's do that. And when we have an idea that we can feed a lot off of and we can talk a lot about, that's usually what we choose. And then sometimes we have so many ideas we have to narrow it down. But that's usually where it comes from. And just like she said, our personal experiences, what we're dealing with or what we dealt with. And that's usually where a lot of it comes from.
Yeah. You know, it's really great when God is in something, and obviously God is in what these girls are doing. What makes it amazing, and you know the story, but the listening audience wouldn't know, we were praying about having some young people on the station. I mean, we really want, but we didn't know where to go. And John's mother called me, who I know was in the youth group, and was my daughter's best friend. And she says, Brother Morris, I understand that you have a radio station. Would you be interested in some teenagers? Almost ran through the phone and kissed her. I said, absolutely, I'm interested. And the rest, as they say, is history. And so it was God ordained. Only God could put that together.
Absolutely.
The fact that you wanted to do it. And then we had the station and we were looking for someone. And it's just been amazing.
Definitely.
Have you had any feedback? I mean, tell me about what you feel about it personally. And then What, any feedback you've heard from others?
Well, I've gotten some feedback. We actually started an Instagram page, and we had a few people say, hey, I heard you on the radio, and just, like, friends from our church and our youth group. You know, we tried, well, especially when we first started, we were telling everybody, getting it out there, and we've had some really good feedback. People like the music we play. They like to hear our voices because, you know, we're familiar. Yeah. They're like, hey, I know that person. They're on the radio. So we've had some good feedback.
They actually like that music.
They do. Oh, yeah. They do.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get the melody on some of that, you know, so I can tap my foot to it.
Yeah, it's over kind of hard.
Yeah.
I like them.
Well, it's great because it does exactly what we wanted, you know, from the station standpoint, that it would be something that you could bring that we couldn't bring. I mean, obviously, I'm not listening to your music. You know, Rock of Ages is not your music either.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So it's great. So what about how you feel about it personally? Has it helped you individually as a person?
It's definitely helped like my public speaking skills a lot, just from like talking all the time, like on the radio obviously, and just like talking with other people. Mm-hmm. It's helped me that way, and like being more outgoing too, just like during school and stuff like that. It's helped me a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've gotten a lot closer because we hang out like every single week, and so we're always together and we're just telling each other and we help each other out with a lot of situations.
Yeah, I think it's growing us as individuals and as a team to do ministry, but to do life, like to just, like she said, with the speaking, and we're getting closer and we're building those friendships, and I think it's helped us a lot just in our spiritual walk, because now, you know, we are, it's almost like we have like a little like Bible study during like our recording time, because we spend time in the Word, we spend time listening to our music and picking out our songs, and it's helping us grow spiritually. And for me, on a personal level, it helps me a lot. I'm not a very techie person, and when the opportunity came up to do this, and they were like, yeah, you know, you'll record it and then send it to us, I was like, okay, I have no idea how to do any of that. So thankfully, y'all have helped me tremendously with the tech part of that. But I think we're all growing in different ways, but as a core group, we're definitely growing spiritually from this experience.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Let me ask you this. What are some of the issues in your mind that is important for you to address as peer-to-peer? You know, if us old guys start talking as preaching. But for you to talk to your peers, people that you see every day at school, people that you socialize with, what are some of the areas that you feel like are important to address?
Oh, wow. I think probably peer pressure.
Yeah.
I think that's an important one, peer pressure.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, peer pressure in a sense of, like, you know, our generation is so influenced by so many other things. You know, they're not in the church, they're not in the Word, they're not being fed that spiritual food that they need, and a lot of times it's not cool to be a Christian, it's not cool to do the right thing, you know, what's good is bad and what bad is good. And just on like peer-to-peer, like you said, I think it's them seeing that we're just like them, we're relatable, you know, we're going through the same things they're going through, and you know, we're succeeding in life, we're growing in life. We have our hard times, and there are definitely times that we fail, but we always redirect ourselves and each other to God and to the Bible and to our leaders and to our spiritual leaders. And I think that's something big, is, you know, showing our generation that, you know, Jesus is cool, Jesus is there for you, He wants a relationship with you, and He works. That relationship works, what He says works. I think another thing is we talk about a lot about relationships. Kids are getting younger and younger, and they're in these like really serious relationships, and you know, we don't say you can't date, but we say, you know, leave room for Jesus. So I think that's another big one. What do you think? So
what do you think? You know, I've heard the program several times, and I find your messages is really good, and I'm really impressed at your understanding of the scriptures and the principles, and that you make it very real. You know, it doesn't sound like, as Bob said, it doesn't sound preachy. It just sounds like, hey, this is life. This is how God works in your life. He can work in your life. And I think that's very attractive that you're willing to do that. The question I've thought about, now that your radio celebrities. Has it influenced you any to think about being in the communications business as an education and doing something like this?
Definitely. I was at Southeastern a couple semesters ago because I'm in college, and I looked into communications, and it's very interesting. I'm actually not pursuing communications, I'm pursuing business, but I actually work at a church here in Slidell, Celebration Church, and it's definitely inspiring to see what ministry can do, and I think it motivates us to continue doing it, to seeing the growth and being able to do this. I'm not pursuing communications, but it's definitely something that I would want to do in the future with the radio show or public speaking. I enjoy that a lot, especially music. So.
Well, they say the number one fear that people have is public speaking.
Yes, it's very true.
I mean, of all the things that people are afraid of, public speaking is number one. That's always amazed me. But until you've done it, and even being on the radio, I mean, like now we're live. Are we live?
We're alive.
Oh my gosh. I mean, people actually out there listening to us now, they can hear how much we mess up when we got all these things on tape, right?
Yeah, you're right.
But really, I mean, just to be able to do that, it's a young person, it's got to do a lot for you on the inside and build your confidence, I would think.
Oh, definitely. Like Peyton said, you know, with her with public speaking, and even John, I mean, I've grown up with them. I've seen them grow up, and, you know, they go from these shy little girls, and then we get in that room to record, and they just pour their hearts out, and it's so clear, it's so smooth, it's so powerful, and it's a beautiful thing to see. I think it's definitely helped us a lot with our word and our communication, and even though we do record, we don't do live shows because we mess up a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot. I think it definitely has helped us with confidence and, you know, like Peyton said, being able to speak the word and to speak into people's lives.
Well, you know, there's nothing more attractive than the Word of God.
Yes.
The beauty of it, the poetry of it is extraordinary. But also just the truth of it, the simplicity of it, and to be able to live that out makes us all those things. And for it to be in the faces and the eyes of young people, you know, making a decision for Christ early on, being able to and being willing, in spite of peer pressure, how to overcome peer pressure, is a pretty amazing thing. And it's really pretty exciting to see the beauty of the Word of God coming through beautiful vessels of God. And we really appreciate taking the time and the energy to be able to produce a program like that.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, definitely.
How much time do you put into this each week?
Well, it varies.
Okay. Wait. It sounds like a moment of truth.
Sometimes it's like an hour at least, and sometimes we're at my house for about 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Oh my.
If it's a Saturday where we're not doing anything else, we'll go to Peyton's house, we'll watch a movie, we'll talk, then we'll record. But like if it's like, okay, we have this and this and this, okay, we have an hour to record. Can we get it done? So it really depends. Actually, this week on the show, we're talking about procrastination because that's something we deal with when it comes to the show.
Yeah.
So, but it really does vary. Sometimes it takes us an hour and we can, you know, just shoot it out and it's done. And sometimes we just take our time, have a good time. We waste 5 or 6 hours just hanging out and recording the show.
Okay. It is coming through pretty good.
Well, because I write every week, I write for the newspaper, and so I know what it is to sit with a blank page and say, well, I've got to do something. The deadline is here. It's got to be done. So I think that does a lot for you as an individual. I can see that. You know, one thing I want to say, Bob, is just the real beauty of these girls is not just what they're doing here, but it's what their parents have done. Because I know all of their parents, and their parents are godly people. They came up in a church environment. They brought it to their children. Their children are following in Christ's footsteps and their parents' footsteps. So I think that says a lot for people who say, well, church doesn't matter. You know, it's not important. I like to say this, that Jesus will save your soul and the church will save your life. By that I mean it gives you a life to have friendships like you have, even though you're related. Not all cousins are that close.
Yeah, that's definitely very true.
And so the fact that... you're drawn together by that common thread of Christ that your parents have put together for you. It's just absolutely amazing. I'm going to say, Sean, is that the one thing that I really disappointed in your mother, that she makes you eat stuff, because your mother didn't eat anything. She was
oh my goodness.
She was terrible. We took her on a trip up to the Tennessee. Where did we go? You were on that trip.
Oh, yeah, I went on that trip. Yeah. We were in the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, I don't think she ate anything but wieners, huh?
I don't know.
I know Pat, my wife, tried to get her to eat something green, and oh, yes. Man, that was not going to happen.
Yeah, I've heard that. Right now, she's like all healthy, all this other kind of stuff, and I've heard stories that she was like that, and I'm just like, not my mama.
Oh, yeah, she was terrible. If you ever want to know something about your parents, just let me know. I got all the goods on them.
Oh,
I know what they did and didn't do. So, but the one thing they've done is just, you girls are just an absolute reflection of Christ that's in your parents. And it's very intoxicating. It's very attractive. And even the radio program, just listening to you, there's something that you can't manufacture that you girls have. And I think it's very contagious.
Thank you.
So just keep it up. Don't quit, all right? And don't, and seriously consider, I know, let me talk to you as an old man. I've been around for a while.
Is that difficult for you to do?
No, it's not difficult. But so much of the entertainment business is not very good, and you know that. Things that you can't look at or you can't hear. But we need good Christian people to see this as a place to serve Christ. Christ isn't just served by people in the pulpit. It's more effective by people who are in the workforce and doing things and bringing your influence. So I know you're praying, girls, but you're praying about that, see? Because this is one of our motivations, okay, was to get young people exposed to the communications business and to do it for Christ. And so if you feel that tug on your heart, if we can do anything to help you, we'd be glad to do it. If you want to produce some other programs, do some other things, you know, just whatever. Just don't ask me to listen to the music, okay? Other than that, you know, you're doing a marvelous job, and we appreciate your time and your effort to make it happen. We talk about you all the time.
Oh, and, thank you.
Told the church Sunday, the Taco Bells are going to be alive. They didn't care if I showed up, but they cared about you showing up.
Well, you girls are absolutely amazing. We appreciate your legitimate testimony. It is a program, it's a radio, you have a purpose, but it's also a reflection of just your heart, and it's a beautiful thing. We just thank you for your ministry. It's a ministry. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You know, we hope that it'll continue to grow and to be something special continue to be something special. As you grow, don't outgrow us.
We don't plan to.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies, for a great interview. We love the Taco Bells and enjoy your programming. You can hear Taco Talks on Tuesday and Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Thank you, ladies. We appreciate your programming. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning into Voices today here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. You can now call us at 985-250-1037. Leave a comment or send us a text. Your thoughts are important to us. If you have comments on today's program, we'd love to hear from you. We would encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, where you can leave a comment. You can also check in on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net, where you can make tax-deductible gifts to the station. We need your financial support and appreciate all you're doing for us. Again, that number to call us is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voices of Slidell at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. daily. And get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.